I'm just going to start out with a couple things here. You know, I know a lot of you guys, ladies and gentlemen, have been out covering the devastation from Hurricane Harvey, and I really just want to thank you. While we were in Dallas, we really relied on the media to keep us up to date on what was happening back here in Houston. So I'd really like to thank you for that and the job that you did, that you do. I'd really just want to take a minute, too. It'd be remiss of me not to mention how proud we all are of this football team and what they've done in the community. It's incredible. You know, obviously what J.J. Watt has done, raising close to $20 million. I mean, there's really no words that can really describe what he's done. Other things, 55 players and some of our coaches and their families and players' families visited over here, the shelter here at the NRG Center. And that was really, and I was there. That was a very cool experience for all of us. Brian Cushing worked with the USO and the and our servicemen and women over the past weekend. Whitney Merciless visited first responders. Kendall Lamb and Greg Mance volunteered at the Houston Food Bank. A lot of players went to the Boys and Girls Club in Red and played with kids there. And John Weeks and Deontay Foreman are selling T-shirts to support relief efforts. I mean, you just can't say enough about this team. I'm probably leaving some guys out. But they're really a bunch of great guys. In the end, we're here to win football games, so now I'm going to just focus on Jacksonville. Sunday's game, I can confirm to you, will be played here in Houston against Jacksonville Jaguars. Jamie Roots spoke with Mayor Turner and Judge Emmett, obviously Bob McNair involved with that, and everyone agrees that our game will not take resources away from other parts of the city and that this game will be an opportunity to bring us all, continue to bring us all together as Houstonians and as Texans. So this game will be played here, you know, we got off on the right foot today with a decent practice, and we'll keep trying to string some good practices together, and we know it's going to be a tough game, but, you know, we're excited about it.
Are you happy to see the extension that DeAndre Hopkins
got? Absolutely. I mean, anytime you can extend your best, you know, your best players, you know, that's important, and he's in that category, no doubt about it.
You know, can you talk about the thought process keeping two quarterbacks, and is that just because you need a roster moves?
You know, John, I just think it was at this time, it's all about the best 53. You know, it's not, a lot of times it just comes down to what do we think is the best 53 to make us the most competitive team possible. And that's what it is. But at any position.
You talk about Fairbairn keeping him over
Novak. You know, he's done a good job. He's a young kicker. He's got a talented leg, and, you know, again, 53-man roster, you're just trying to make the best decisions you can in the best interest of the team, and we felt like that was the best interest of the team.
So whenever you, since your last preseason
game was canceled,
did it make it more difficult to have to do those when you didn't have that last game?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. You know, it's tough. I mean, you just, it's not anything that you can control. You know, that there wasn't a game played, that the game was canceled. Obviously, that was one less opportunity that guys had to play. But in the end, that's just the way it was. It's too bad that it happened, but it did, and you just have to do the best you can to make the best decisions for the team.
Bill, the hurricane, you guys have done so much. You just talked about that. The recovery's going to go on, but you have a game on Sunday.
Yeah.
You want to win. You have Thursday in Cincinnati. I mean, the season won't pause for you. How do you find that balance?
Yeah, you know, I would tell you, Brian, it's about winning football games. You know, I think that we'll do whatever we can in our spare time that we have to help the city. But right now, and we've done a lot already. You know, obviously, like I was saying, all of the players really have done a great deal. And obviously, what the McNairs will continue to do, and you know, our business side, our community side of our organization will continue to be involved. But as a football team, We're paid to coach and play and to win games. So that's what our job is, and we're gonna go back to, you know, making sure we do as good a job as we can at our job.
Now, how do you feel about your tackle situation and Dwayne Brown? Obviously we'll play this week and he's been gone for a while. Just your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I feel good about our tackle situation. You know, we've had these guys around for a while. You know, Dwayne hasn't been here for a long time, you know, and I think everybody knows how I feel about Dwayne. You know, look, he's doing what he believes is best for him. And you know, we're coaching the guys that are here, and we feel good about our 53-man roster.
Have you been impressed with the way Ellington came into the game?
Yeah, he's an instinctive player. He's come in here and learned pretty quickly. He's been able to make some plays for us. He's got good hands. He's a strong player. And so, yes, I have been impressed with his ability to come in here and pick up what we do. And I think it's just he has to continue to progress. You know, now it's a game plan week. It's a little bit different. In some ways, it's easier, you know, because his role might be a little bit more defined for him than it was in the preseason. But I do like what he brings to the table.
Can you talk about how you feel about your quarterbacks having, obviously Tom has been here for a few years, but by some would say kind of young.
I feel good about the quarterbacks. You know, I think that both guys have, relative to where they are in their careers, have played decently. Tom has good command of what we do. He knows how we want to operate. He's been here for a while. Deshaun, in my opinion, has gotten better and better, and he's going to be a very good quarterback in this league. We feel good about our quarterback position, and we'll continue to coach him and work with him, and I think you'll continue to see improvement with him. But we believe that both guys are getting better and better relative to where they are in their careers. Yeah, and you know, look, you always want your best players available. You can't do anything about injuries. You know, everybody's dealing with injuries. We went out and looked at some tape on some guys, and we felt like Andy was a guy that could fit what we do on special teams. He had some good snaps on special teams, and then what he did offensively. So you know, we felt like bringing him in would help us. You know, while we wait for guys to get back from injury and things like that. So there's nothing you can do about injuries. You just have to keep plugging away. And we've got a lot of players on offense that can play different roles for us, and you know, that's what they'll have to do.
Bill, what's the difference in, like, last year you had forces more turnovers than you wanted? All the players keep saying that's the goal this year. Do you believe a lot of times turnovers are luck, or can you actually do something?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, sometimes the ball, you know, in this game, you know, sometimes the ball bounces your way, sometimes it doesn't. But I do think that you know you can really coach it up and manufacture turnovers, takeaways with the guys that we have. You know, we have good length up front on defense, batted balls, ball disruption is what we call it. You know, we feel good about our ability to do that against anybody. And then on special teams, we have to do a better job of covering kicks and trying to get the ball out and things like that. And then obviously offensively, we have to do a much better job of taking care of the ball. So we've got to really tilt the scales on that relative to what it was last year. And we've worked hard on both sides of the ball, taking care of the ball on offense and on special teams and defense of disrupting the ball. So hopefully that'll show up this year.
How much more confident do you feel with knowing JJ's 100%?
I would say anytime the two-time or whatever it is, three-time defensive player of the year is healthy and ready to go, that makes me feel very good. So that gives me a lot of confidence. And I like the way he's practiced this training camp. And like I said a couple weeks ago to somebody, you know, I'm looking forward to watching him play. I'm excited for him.
Bill, do you expect Deontay and Alfred to play this week? And what was it like having Braxton back?
I'm not sure about either one. And it was good to get Braxton back. At this point, I would say that both guys have a chance to play on Sunday, but I won't know that till later in the week.
So is it hard to, you said jobs to win football games, everybody's been out in the community. Is it hard to gauge, each player is different on how either they're affected or how they're thinking about it, how you as a head coach can look at your team and know this guy's focused, this guy might be spoken to in that sense with everybody?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to do a good job of kind of understanding what each individual person has going on. You know, some guys weren't affected at all by the flood, by where they live, but then other guys were, you know, were directly affected. And coaches, you know, we have coaches that you know, have families, you know, staying over here in the hotel right next door here. So you have to do a good job of that. But in the end, it's like I said when we were in Dallas, you know, we're professional coaches and professional football players. I think Brian said it best. Nobody's the train's not stopping in the NFL. Nobody feels real sorry for us, for the football team. You know, obviously there's been a great outpouring of support for the city. But in the NFL, you know, they're moving forward, and we have to move forward. But we have to do a good job of helping our people that need help, and we will do that. That's what this organization's all about.
With a guy like Dwayne, how long do you think it will take him from the time he reports to being ready to play in a game?
You'd have to ask him that. I have no idea.
Good. Thanks.
That's good.